From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now, here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. What's new with you?
You know, just finding new ways to entertain a five-year-old.
Yeah, I feel you.
The constant journey. So it's harder when it's raining, of course. But I found something good recently. We drove to a fire truck museum.
Oh, come on. That's a real thing? That's a real thing that a five-year-old child gets
I
to
know.
Do?
I felt like a genius for just finding it. And we get there, and it's exactly what you think. It is just this massive, massive series of rooms that are just filled with fire trucks. And we get there, and we're checking in. And I look around this huge space, and there's nobody there. Like, we are the only people there.
It's the dream. It's the dream. You go to a museum, and it has not been ruined by all the other people.
Yeah, I figured you're like swarming with people. No, we're the only people there. So, and because we were the only one there, and they were quite well staffed, they were like, "Do you want to meet Molly the Dalmatian, who we taught a bunch of tricks to?" We're like, "Yeah,
yes."
So we got a private like hangout with Molly the Dalmatian, who did all the did all the tricks. And then they were like, "Do you want to climb on a couple fire trucks that we don't usually let people climb on?" We're like, "Yes." And then they gave my son a hat, and then they gave him a bunch of stickers. And then they're like, "Do you want to take a fire safety quiz that we've made into a carnival?" And we were like, "Sure." And we were just the only person there. We got this unbelievable experience. And as we're leaving, I don't know why I had the need to do this, but I felt like I had to water it down and just be like, "Lucas, it doesn't usually go like this. This is not what a museum experience." We were the only, like, that was incredible. Because he was like, "I love museums. They're amazing." I'm like, "That was amazing. It's not
usually..."
You only
think you like museums.
I was like, we didn't have to wait. There was no line. We got the white glove, personal. It was like they opened
You're
up
heading
the
it
museum
off at the pass,
just
that's
for
all.
Us. Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to hear a bunch of, "Oh, let's go to museums because museums are so great." You don't want to hear that from your kid.
You
want to nip that in the bud right away.
I was like, we're not going to go to, you know, the Natural History Museum and have like someone come out and be like, "Do you want to see the real dinosaur?
Do you want to get inside the whale?"
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So... Do you want to get inside the whale?
I'm surprised there wasn't a, like, "Kid, a call just came in. Do you want to put out a fire with us?"
Yeah, exactly. "Here's your hat. Come on, Molly. Let's do this."
The hose is heavy. It really bucks. So hold on tight.
Jonathan, you know what else is on fire?
What's that, Ophira?
This show.
Yeah,
this
sure.
Show.
It's a very, very hot collection of trivia, and it's literally on fire right now.
We have some amazing contestants and guests. Today we have Andrew Rannells. He originated the role of Elder Price in the musical The Book of Mormon, and he currently stars in basically every TV show: Big Mouth, Girls 5 Eva, Invincible, and the Showtime comedy Black Monday. Plus, we'll have comedians Liz Mealy and Carmen Lynch. Liz wrote a book about cats, and we make her play a game about dogs. And we have another pair of fantastic guests, Lolly Adefope and ER Fightmaster. They star together on the Hulu series Shrill, and they'll play our favorite new game, Dolly Parton or Dalai Lama. So let's do it.